This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Yep, whether you like it or not, we're still here. Radio Law Talk, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, Fred Penny, and Cal Hunter. The four musketeers. Cal Hunter's our producer. We have Todd Kunin, who is a former prosecutor and criminal lawyer, and Denise Dirks, who does family law, and I'm a personal injury lawyer. We love being here every Saturday morning, 9 and noon Pacific time. If you want to call in 855 Law Radio and talk to us or talk to Cal, the famous Cal, three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner. But you know what? He is still a nice guy. Give him a call. He will
never
answer the phone.
Never. And that's okay.
Yep. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, it's important to know we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. Do not use us as legal advice in a court of law unless you're at what? The Christmas table. It's coming up, Christmas and Hanukkah. And you can use us to go against those at the table, especially the in-laws that say they say.
I mean, look, if you have one of those, I'm just going to say, if you have one of those blowhard relatives, and we've all got them, the one
right.
person that shows up that if they ever had to actually employ any of the advice they had that they dispense, they'd probably fall flat on their face in a minute. You got one of those that shows up and you have been itching for the opportunity to put them in their place, cite us with impunity.
And here's the best part. I want you, you can also have our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and we have our podcast listed, and you can go by subject. So when Uncle Jack says, you know, the other day on the Greyhound case, I heard this. Oh, wait a minute. Let me quote you, and you can just play it for him. And that's what you, that makes it easy. Remember, this is the most exciting talked about probably radio show on the earth other than the alien shows, and we do love those. We're going to talk about some fun stuff today. Obviously, everyone's favorite, case or no case. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court, what it's reviewing, what the latest is. There's some interesting things. A topic that I think might take a whole hour. I'm serious. We could almost take a whole hour is lawsuits about the ACT, SAT being not a good thing for parity in determining who should go to what college. And those lawsuits are already going forth, and we're going to discuss that and want to hear your take on that if you want to call in. We're also going to talk about an Arizona death case crash that it sounds bad to talk about, but there's a reason I want to talk about these because there's some interesting parts of it that just sounds like, oh, another accident. You know, Fred Penny talks about auto accidents. But this one has a few twists that I want to discuss, including maybe we might get into a Greyhound case. But Denise is here, and we want to talk about some of the latest divorce cases, too. They're interesting. Todd, I don't know of any fun criminal cases that are going on. I know that sounds really awkward.
They're all fun.
And creepy, but
yeah, we could figure it. Look, you guys start going, and if I come up with one of those stupid criminal, trust me, there's no shortage of stupid criminal stories out there.
No.
And if I find them, we'll go ahead. We'll go.
Well, and last night I was at a basketball game, and I sat down with two awesome powerhouse lady lawyers that are district attorneys that I just pumped for information about some really interesting stories that they have. And guess what? I learned some funny stories, and if I can remember them, I'll tell you about them without any details. But that's what we're going to do. So if you want to, again, if you want to go to, yes, you can do that, Cal, whatever that is.
I just thought I'd bump up some music because I'm dopey today. I had a computer go away, so I was testing the other one. It's working fine.
That's okay. Well, then, why don't you just roll it and do case or no case while you're at
well,
it?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. As long as we're here.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. I want to tell you the story of Claudie Charles, C-L-A-U-D-Y, Claudie Charles, who was an antique car collector. I say was an antique car collector. Claudie Charles suffered some financial losses and had to sell his cars. And so one night when he was getting them ready for sale, he came out the next morning and they had all burned down to the ground. He claimed he was working on a Cadillac, put a brand new fuel line in there, the fuel fell on a hot manifold, and spontaneously it combusted. Of course, when it combusted, all of his other 15 cars went, poof, disaster. Insurers said, you know, Claudie Charles, we're not so sure. So I'm going to ask you, just on the face of that rather limited number of facts, and I'll start with you, Denise, case or no case, what do you think?
Wow, he gave you nothing, didn't he?
I didn't give you much, but I'll tell you, this has a, you know, this is one you'll like, I hope.
So basically, it's, did he burn it down to get the insurance proceeds?
Right. First off, remember his name, Claudie Charles.
Claudie Charles.
Oh, why wouldn't he, right?
Claudie Charles.
That's his actual name, by the way. I'm not making up the
allegedly
name. I promise you that much.
And he said he did something to the Cadillac?
He said he was working on one of the cars, and the fuel line must have come off, and, you know, the engine was hot, he was testing it.
How was that again, Cal? What was that?
You know, just like that spontaneous, you know, next thing you know, bye-bye 1932 Cadillac, you know, boom, whatever it was. Yeah.
I'm going to say that it is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say? Do you think there's enough information there to make a case out of that?
You know what's interesting about this is it's so, you know, it's such an easy one that you know it's not.
It seems
right.
Like a slam dunk.
Yeah, it just seems like a slam dunk, and that's why I know it's not. Because Cal wouldn't just give us an easy, straightforward. One day you should give us a straightforward, slam dunk, no-brainer, just the simplest thing that is so obvious, and we're going to go, that's way too obvious, and we're going to go the other way, and you're going to go, yeah, didn't you? It's obvious. Didn't you guys think of that?
I could be doing that now for all you
I
know.
I doubt that. Highly doubt that. So there's some twist with this thing, and I'm not quite sure. Can I ask you, is it in the United States?
It's in the United States. I believe it was in Louisiana.
Okay. And then what years generally? What
this
decade?
This was in the late 1990s.
Okay. Late 1990s. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say it's a case. I'm going to go opposite of Denise. This is a typical thing that occurs. I mean, that there's a fire, and whether or not there's insurance coverage for the fire. A lot of times what people do is you better double check if they're antique type vehicles. A lot of times that you have to get like this extra type of insurance that'll give you the value of its antique nature, you know.
Good.
Like a 69 Camaro, that's worth $1,492 according to standard, you know.
Right. Right. The junkyard price.
Yeah, the
right.
junkyard price. But right. It just depends upon that. So I'm going to say it's a case. There's some twist on this, and I'm going to say he does not get money for the cars. And there's a twist, or there's some sort of loophole that he messed up on. It's a case, and he does not get reimbursed for all the cars burning down.
All right. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Oh, Mr. Hunter. Can I ask, just to refresh my recollection, what was it he said he was working on?
He was working on a fuel line on an old Cadillac vehicle, had the engine running, sputtering, and so on. Plugged the fuel line in, the fuel line leaked, hit the manifold,
and everything went up in smoke.
No, it went
like that. Okay. And, of course, when that car went, you know, so went the Rolls Royce, so went the car that I saw today that I have to get for myself, the Maserati Quattroporto.
Okay.
And
you read the insurance policy. It was such a loss because I lost my Monet, and I lost the...
We're not done here. We've got 1 minute left.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to say that this is a scenario... And I am going to throw my lot in with Miss Dirks.
Woo!
And answer exactly the way she answered. Whatever she said, that's what I say.
I love it.
Did you like say just what she said?
Ditto. What she said. That's what she said.
All right. Okay. We're going to talk about case or no case when we come back, and call in if you want to opine about it. 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And then after that, we're going to talk about this interesting ACT-SAT lawsuit that, guess what? There no longer might be a need for an ACT, SAT. We'll be right back after these great messages.
Now to get into college, there will be a pop quiz. We'll have the answer to Case or No Case and more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, so you stay right there.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Mr. Charles, who has a bunch of antique cars, somehow there's a fire that starts and he wants his insurance to cover all 12, 15 cars that burned up, and something is awry, and this is something going on behind the scenes that Cal will not tell us. Denise said scenario, no case. Todd said scenario, no case. Fred Penny said case, but he does not win against the insurance company for the fire and the cost of replacing his cars for some reason.
Well, for those of you who say it is a case, that would be Fred. Let's see how we can...
Yes! Yeah, you guys have to see the face of my two cohorts.
Well, Denise immediately went down to the table and Tom threw up his hands in disgust. But
you followed the wrong person.
I know. I went against what I always say, which is hit your wagon to Fred.
There you go. Your wagon with Fred.
I mean, it's his
Denise
show. Come on.
Right. Laughing.
Now, of course, this is a case.
All right.
But the resolution of the case is unique, which is what I liked about it.
Good.
Mr. Charles' lawyer brought in many expert mechanical witnesses using every possible tactic to say that Mr. Charles' claim as to the facts was highly likely or even possible.
Right.
His lawyer was 27-year-old Stefan Gutierrez. In the course of his closing argument, decided to hitch his wagon to the star of accidental combustion. And while he was giving his closing argument, he had a lighter in his pocket, an e-cigarette lighter, which he was playing with during his closing arguments, hoping somehow that an accident would occur, and he could therefore see, look, I just have a lighter in my pocket, and it caught fire. Well, it did catch fire.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
He came back with wet pants, insisting all the time that e-cigarette lighter was spontaneous. The jury was not convinced. Claude asked for a new lawyer. After that, he got a new lawyer, but he lost anyway. So Todd was a clown, and so was his attorney. And that, ladies and gentlemen...
Yes, Fred Penny nailed it!
2 points for Mr. Penny. Denise is giving me a look, Fred. She has a question. That is case or no case. What, Denise, I can tell.
Denise, was that... Did I nail it or not? Tell me the truth.
Much to Denise's chagrin, yes.
She's not going to give me any
love. No, she's not
going
to give me
any love.
Not even a gee. Well, let me tell you why I went there. Nothing.
Not even a Fred, good job.
Nothing.
She's giving me like, you idiot.
I'm just sick about the whole thing. Well, anyway, that's
good one,
case.
Fred.
Congratulations.
Good one, Fred.
Good job.
Do we have any more stuff that says Fred, Fred, Fred on it? Or
I think that's pretty much all I have.
Oh, there, Fred.
We tried to get the jingle shouters to shout Denise. It was extra money for the extra syllable.
Oh, gotcha.
So we didn't do it, and, you know, that's kind of like...
Okay, guess what? We're going to talk about this lawsuit. This is very interesting that's going on. So... There's a coalition of students, advocacy groups, and it's largely black and Hispanic individuals bringing a lawsuit that's saying the SAT and the ACT are discriminatory upon allowing certain individuals to get into California school systems. Now, we're heard throughout the United States Radio Law Talk. This is just not a California thing. It is all over. In fact, Chicago, University of Chicago, now is one of the first schools that does not require an ACT or SAT test to get accepted into the University of Chicago. So this is starting. They're saying there's disparagement between students because of the following reasons. Here's a couple of arguments they're arguing. Number one, it's the richer. It's the rich kids can go hire tutors. And they can practice.
Or they can hire the guy that...
Yes, we can send someone over at USC if they need. That's exactly right. Or they can go to USC and find someone to for enough money to let them in.
Or take the test for them.
Or take the test for them, as we've been talking about.
Denise, you are just so cynical about this. Good heavens.
But it's interesting. The interesting part is they're arguing that is the rich kids get to hire two private tutors and take those classes that allow you to study for and do better on your ACT, SAT. Now,
of course is true, by the way.
But you know, I'm a kind of guy. This is me, of course. I grew up in the country. I'm straight up honest. I was never a good test taker. My SAT, ACT, whatever it was, I looked at it. It was so old, you know, that it was on parchment paper. But I had to go back and look at it, and I was like, did I really score that low? I just was never a good test taker. But guess what? Life turned out okay for me, you know. But there are some people that just flat out, whether they take those classes or not, are going to be good test takers. I have a son that's a really, really good test taker. I don't care what everybody says about all my other children. They're smart. They're good because of my wife, not because of me. But there's one boy that just loves test taking, and he nails it all the time. And he has no more, extra
core intelligence.
Nothing extra than anybody else. But he just knows how to do it. So that's the first argument that they're making, is the affluent families can afford to send their children to tutoring. Okay, that's the first argument. They also say that a number of these students that are not getting into these Cal systems, that are generally minorities, don't receive. It's more difficult for them to get basically education through some of the schools that are not quite as good as schools where they live. You see what I'm saying? So that's another argument. So the other side says basically. That is the standardized testing. Oh, the third and final argument I remember that's interesting. They're saying basically this has become a sham business for the SAT and ACT. It's like a big conglomerate company business that everybody makes money on. And they said that's one of the issues that shouldn't occur. So that's the argument they're trying to lay out, among others, that they should not have the ACT, SAT requirement to get into college.
Well, you got to go back and look at the history of the SAT and the ACT. The SAT, for example, first came about. It was started in Harvard in the early 20s as a way for Harvard to determine which of the students should get a certain scholarship. And then, after they saw some success for Harvard-bound applicants, the chancellor at Harvard then promulgated this test to other universities to use it as a standardized testing. And the problem was that the test was focused more on cognitive thinking as opposed to testing what people actually learned. That spawned the introduction of the ACT. And when we come back, we'll follow up on that and look at just a couple of statistics that may demonstrate the point being raised by this lawsuit.
Both ways.
Exactly.
Statistics on the other side,
exactly.
I'm going to bring up.
Yes.
We'll be back after this.
Thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, and you can catch us live on RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
Stop whining.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're talking about the lawsuit that just is coming before or against the University of California school system about ACT and SAT not being it should not be allowed as a benchmark to determine whether or not they get into UC school.
Yeah, so I just want to finish up here with what we talked about going to the break. So we had the SAT was originally just for Harvard people, how they're going to give scholarships, and then it started being used. But again, the SAT really focused on testing how well a person can think and reason and stuff like that. Then the ACT comes along and says, that's important, but we also should include in the test questions about the actual subjects that they took in high schools to determine their basic competency on core issues. And so that came about, and the two started being competing with each other. They started being used. But here's a statistic that has followed the ACT, for example, and I think this is probably the basis of this lawsuit, and that is the percentage of African-American students passing three or more of the ACT benchmarks, even today and historically, uniform throughout the history of the ACT has lingered somewhere around 10%. For Caucasian students, it's 50%, and for Asian students, it's 60%. And so when you look at that and see that disparity, I get the result, but then Fred's got some questions on the other side. Statistics, these are about who passes the test, but now Fred's got stats about how that actually impacted admissions to the schools.
Yeah, now there's a couple of things I want to argue. The first is, so if you don't use the ACT and SAT, then what do you base it on?
Absolutely.
And it's obvious that they're going to argue a couple of things, and they're going to argue, number one, base it on your grades at high school. So let me back up. There's the first thing I say to myself is, and again, I grew up, you know, a hard knocks type of person, and I don't understand everything, believe me. But I say to myself, okay, so you don't get in a Cal system or a top college. Go to a two-year junior college. My nephew, who is really bright, went to a two-year junior college because he couldn't get in the school he wanted, and then he ended up going to Cal and graduating from Cal, which is a difficult school to get into. So there you go. Yeah, he didn't make it because his ACT and SAT wasn't big enough. But guess what? He worked hard, and he said, that's okay, I'm still going to do it. There's ways to go around it to make it in there. And he went to a junior college, did well, and he's doing great in his job right now. So that's the first thing. The other thing that's interesting, that's what you got to understand too, is now, I didn't know this, that there are more than 1,000 colleges now making the ACT and SAT an option. When you apply to that college, it's just an option. Yeah. One is University of Chicago, Denise, which is crazy. But University of Chicago came. I just want to bring up some stats. Sorry, we're gonna
really quickly that. If you go the junior college route, this is what I did. Okay, I couldn't get in.
Oh, that's a bad example.
I couldn't get. Well, it's a good example because my ACT scores were terrible. Okay,
yeah, mine weren't great.
And my GPA out of high school, not great. So the school that I wanted to go to, there's no way I could qualify for it based on the ACT and the GPA. I went to a junior college. And so the testing is a predictor to how well you'll do in college. Going to junior college is the actual exam. Okay, this is evidence of how I've done in college. And guess what? After I went to junior college, after 1 year, I went for two, but after one, if I wanted to apply to the same school, then they just looked at my transcripts from the junior college I went to. They didn't even look at the ACT.
Right.
And I ended up going to the school that I originally wanted to. I just had to prove what I could do in college.
That's exactly right. But so the University of Chicago has now changed. This is a top-ranked school and does not require the ACT and SAT. The entering class of 2019 and 20 has 24% more first-generation and low-income students and 50% more rural students than the previous year. So not requiring the SAT and ACT is getting more diversity into the University of Chicago, which, by the way, Todd, you and I would have never got into.
Absolutely.
Even if we got good grades in college, first of all.
Wasn't going to happen.
And here's the other thing that's interesting. There's many studies that are saying that I had a little joke, but I don't want to say it about USC. but here's another issue that came up. I'm sorry, but I was like thinking about this joke, but I don't want it to come out. There's a student that I know that parents moved out of state of California, and this young lady is very bright, and she went to another state, and let me tell you, when she came back, she was telling us straight A's in that other state. She said it was so easy. She didn't hardly study, and she got straight A's. Where in California, I'm not saying California, there's other places too, she had to work hard to get a B and a C and an A. And so where's the disparity there? So if they want to go just by Todd or Denise, if they just want to go by the grades, how does that work when one high school is going to be much easier than another high school?
Yeah, so you do away with the standardized testing that is supposed to be an objective assessment of a student's ability, and you just want to base it on GPA, and like you're saying, well, you can't do that because the standards are different. I mean, let's say you've got one high school that grades on a curve. Now, for those of you that don't know what that means, grading on a curve means that if you have 30 people in the class, a certain percentage is going to get an A, a certain percentage is going to get a B and C, and so on. Not everybody gets an A because you're competing with everybody. And then you go to another school where they say, look, everybody who scores above a 90% will get an A. Well, everybody that graduates from that school, theoretically, could graduate with a 4.0, whereas the first school, they can't.
Right.
That's why you can't compare GPAs.
Yeah.
'Cause the standard. And then what do you do with homeschooled kids, you know, that are bright, but the testing and the way that is evaluated is completely different from what happens in an institution of learning. So
that's why
it's
ACT
tough.
And SAT, even though it hurts me because I was never a good test taker, I say that's one. You make it so that's just a something you look at. It's not set in stone that you go by the ACT, SAT, yeah. But you use it as another merit issue.
So getting back to this lawsuit that is being brought, I just want to point out, like, there are two ways that you can talk about discrimination. One is where you challenge because something, there's the language in whatever it is, in a law or something, is discriminatory. For example, if there was an admissions thing that says, yeah, we've only let people of a certain color get into this school or people of a certain color take this test, well, you would challenge that because on its face, the language in it is discriminatory. And then there is another way to show discrimination, which is despite what it says, if it ends up having a discriminatory effect when put into practice, then it's discriminatory. That's what they're arguing here. So they say it's discriminatory. But in every lawsuit, Fred, you've got the claim for, you've got the alleged wrong, then you have what you think your damages are, and then the last thing is a prayer for relief. What are you suggesting that be done in its place? And certainly they've got the claim of discrimination, but they're suing a California school, and didn't your stats, I could be wrong, but didn't your stats say something about, well, that might be for the test, but in terms of admissions, minorities are doing pretty good.
And I want to finish on that, but before I finish on that, I want to talk about one final thing.
Sure.
I'm following this lawsuit the whole time and looking at the statistics and the stuff that you brought up. I'm saying, you know what? This could be true. I think Denise is nodding at what I said that I think she's agreeing with me is, okay, don't use it as 100% of what you do, but just use it as a smaller percent. Don't use it as 90% of what whether or not they're going to get in.
Yeah, give it some weight.
Right. But we only have a minute left, but there's something, a quote that I want to share with you when we're back from the break from one of the plaintiffs. This quote is very important to me, and I'm going to comment on this quote and what I think about it and how I think maybe this is not such a good lawsuit when we come back. So we're going to come back and talk about finish up with the ACT. Then we're going to talk about an Arizona sad fatal crash that went up on appeal. And it's an interesting issue of why it was overturned. I'll tell you this. It was a $40 million verdict for the plaintiff's family. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Road to Hoe, how I grew up. Kweka Smith, the plaintiff, a high school senior in Los Angeles, and one of the plaintiffs said as follows. The test results have forced me to reconsider my dreams of going to UCLA or Berkeley and to apply to test optional East Coast schools instead. Cal, do you have anything for me?
Well, here's what I have, a simple answer to that. Here it is right here. And
you're all morons!
How dare you? I had it until that. How dare you not allow every kid, Denise and Todd, to fulfill his dreams? They have the right to have their dreams fulfilled. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen out there, my dream was to go to UCLA Law School. I did not get in. I was not, quote, smart enough. My law school admission test wasn't good enough. And guess what I did? I adjusted my sails on my sailboat, and according to the way the wind went, and things went fine for me. Young men, young women out there, guess what? Life is not about all your dreams being fulfilled. That's why you keep working. I go to a lot of events and people ask me to speak. You know, how have you become successful? How have things done well with you, Mr. Penny? And I always say, not always, but most of the time I turn and say, the only difference between me and these other people out here is I got off the ground more than they did. And that's what life's about. Life is about your dreams not being fulfilled, Mr. Smith. And if you don't get into Berkeley or UCLA, that's okay. Go to a junior college, work hard, and then show those great grades and move forward. Yes, there may be some disparagement. Don't get me wrong. There may be some issues there that need to be worked out.
You know what you know the issue here, Fred? Too many people are waiting for somebody else to give them something instead of willing to go out there and do whatever it takes to earn whatever it is they want.
Yeah.
And this lawsuit to me seems about, and again, this is just my opinion. I'm no lawyer. I'm just a guy listening to this from the outside. And that is, will you please get over yourself? And if you want something, start working for it and quit waiting for somebody to give it to you on a platter.
Yeah, and the thing is, Cal, again, we're politically neutral, and I hope this is not a political.
No.
But that has nothing to do with what color, what race. And yes, there are things in life that are not fair.
Get over
that.
It
is part of it. You're right.
Well, just keep your options open, too. I mean,
right.
That's another really big thing. You have your heart set on this, but you can get to your goal through many different roads.
Exactly.
And, you know, you just keep your options open, and the doors will open.
Yeah, I would. You don't know how sad. It's like, I didn't get a UCLA.
Oh, no. My life is
me,
over.
Me, Fred Penny.
Yeah,
give it to me.
Give it to me. Yeah.
The quote, the Kawika Smith, who you quoted in there, was saying primarily that he didn't believe that he could get in because he couldn't afford the expensive tutors for the ACT that other people could afford, or the SATs that other people could afford, and so he wanted to look for the non-ACT accepting schools on the East Coast. And to that I say, look, I understand that, but at some point in time, you have to step away from the statistics and look at the practice. You can statistically look at the fact that maybe students get 3 or 4 more points better on the ACT with a tutor than they don't. But guess what? There are plenty of people that passed the ACT with flying colors that didn't get a tutor. They just had the discipline to go in and get a practice book and take the practice test and the multiple choice and to work at it and go over and over again. The tutoring, you talk about it being a big business. The importance of tutoring is really promulgated by the people that want to make money by convincing you that you will only pass the test if you get a tutor. And it is big business.
Just like the UCLA and USC admission scandal, it's kind of like the same mentality, although not cheating.
Yes.
If you don't go our way, you're just not going to get in.
And the fact is, there are plenty of people who had a, you know, study. Do what you can. Don't tell me what you couldn't do because you thought it wasn't going to happen. Come to me with damages that show what you did do or that you were incapable of doing, and that is why you had the damages, not that you gave up because you didn't believe you could do it.
Yeah. Here's the statistics. Freshman class, statewide this year, is 34%. Now, this is the Cal schools. 34%, remember these numbers, 34% Latino, 35% Asian American, 22% white, 5% African American. Statewide, 2018 census, 72.1% of California is white. Now, here's what's interesting. When they say white, that's not necessarily, you know, all white. They somehow lump in Hispanic. So out of that, approximately 36 round numbers are white, 36% white, and about 36% Hispanic. So just think of those numbers, 36% white and Hispanic. And then you've got 5.8% black, 14.7% Asian in California. That's our. Now, 34% are Latino that made it into Cal systems. And it's a 36% Latino, approximately, at least what I saw in the 2018 census, in California. We've got Asian Americans, 35%, and then in the United States, in California, there's 14.7% Asian. And African American, there's 5% African American in California, and 5% of African American in the UC systems. And there are 5.8% African Americans in California. So, Cal, you had a...
Well, are there statistics based on the number of applicants? Are there fewer applicants from different racial, ethnic minorities? I mean, how are we aggregating the base to this? That's a question that I have about that.
So, essentially, if I understand your stats correctly, what you're saying is that when you look at the admission criteria among divided among ethnicities, admissions criteria, or admissions into California schools, Cal System schools, that more closely mirrors the ethnic makeup of the state of California, notwithstanding the fact that the tests that are used by those schools may show some sort of disparity based upon race. When it comes to actual admissions criteria, it's not necessarily translating across. And that gets back to the, okay, you've identified a problem with the test, but show me where the damage is.
Right.
Okay? Because if that's not affecting the admissions, if the admissions mirror the ethnic breakup or ethnic breakdown of the state, then it would seem that the UC system, test notwithstanding,
is pretty even. Actually, the white, it's 22% whites in white. It's a 22% white in the UC systems, but yet it's about 36.8% of the population is white. So that's even lower there, where everything else is pretty close. Asian Americans, there is more Asian Americans in the Cal system than the 14.7% population. But anyway, that's interesting. I just felt this was all interesting, and to wrap it all up with a bow. To me, guess what? Your dreams are all not going to come true. This is not Disneyland.
Some putts aren't going to sink. Some beef is tough.
Yeah,
right?
And you know what? You just move on in life, and as my dad would say, adjust your sails, son, according to the wind. And guess what? You're going to be fine. Just work hard, grind, get up more than the next guy, and there you go. There is your pump-up, you know, great advice from Mr. Fred Penny and Radio Law Talk, and you don't care at all, do you?
I care.
Right. I like doing the heart.
Yeah, I care.
I like it because you're right.
I know. That's the thing. I'm always right, Cal. Isn't that right?
Well, you got case or no case right last this hour, so I'd say that's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Arizona, there's a $40 million verdict in a crash in Arizona. What happens is this family sues the state over the lack of barriers in the middle of the highway. So this vehicle veers off. There's an accident that occurs. It veers off and goes across the median because there's no median barrier wall or anything to stop them from going to the other side of the highway, and they hit a semi, and it's sad and tragic, and they die. And so the family sues and wins a $40 million verdict. And it's overturned by the appellate court on a loophole. Let me tell you what this loophole is. Those of you who don't realize, every state's different. To sue a government or a government entity, it's not the same as suing a non-government entity. You have to make a claim, and there's a claim form. You have to turn it in with a certain amount of time. You have to state certain things properly. And these poor people, poor as in, you know, I feel bad for them, hired a lawyer that was a friend that didn't know this area of law and didn't fill it out properly. And so what happened is they came and amended it with a lawyer that knew what he was doing. And when they got the big verdict, guess what? The court came in and said, sorry, you didn't fill out the form right. Little form didn't fill out properly. Therefore, we're overturning your verdict. And by the way, they've settled out of court now. But
yes.
Just on a little minor thing that the lawyer didn't do in the claim form, original claim form.
Yeah, there were three things they had to say in that, and the lawyer only did two.
Yeah, we'll be back after that. We'll be back hour number two and talk more about all kinds of fun Radio Law Talk issues.
Before we do Law Talk, straight ahead right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.